baby, we're hopping and bopping and popping with the best bet for the boss beat at the top of the Pop Smash Goal with the timely tunes for those with a textured taste. Shut up, Dave. No time to waste. This is Diamond David Lee Roth.
Hey, this is Zane from Fister.
Hi, this is Roger Glover of Deep Purple.
Hi, this is Phil Collins of Def Leppard.
Hi, it's Danny from Budweiser.
This is Ronnie James Dio.
Yo, what's up? This is David.
This is Dan.
This is Fuzz.
And we're from Disturbed.
Hey, it's Tony from Stompbox Sasquatch.
Hi, this is Rayman's Eric of the Doors.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
This your boy, Drake.
Hey, this is Nick Rhodes.
And this is Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran.
Hi, this is Phil Collins.
And this is Tony Banks.
And this is Mike Rutherford.
And we are Genesis.
Hello, this is Keith Lester from Chester Lester in the Rock and Roll Molesters. And you're listening to Wisp Turlington on 108.9 The Hawk.
Hi, everybody, this is Huey Lewis.
And hi, this is Bluey Lewis. And together we make Huey and Bluey.
Hello, this is Roger Cranth from Twisted Fantasy. And the one thing I don't get twisted is who the best bloke in radio is, and that's Wisp Turlington.
Oh, it's Mick Jagger, and I love Wisp Turlington.
Wake up, Valverde.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
The Wisp Turlington Show.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
They're here.
With Wisp Turlington.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Jeff the Angry Man Garlock.
Nobody's perfect.
Keg Stand.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Traffic from Art's Part.
It's alive, it's alive.
And more.
And more.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Broadcasting live from the Rock and Roll RV and from the murder capital of the world, Valverde, it's the Wisp Turlington Show on 108.9 The Hawk.
Well, Scotty, I do have to say, first off, kudos.
Fantastic.
Kudos. Wonderful open. Probably the best I have heard in very, 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 very long time.
Uh-huh.
Very long time, Scotty. So many good movie clips in there. So many. I heard The Apocalypse Now.
Oh, love The Apocalypse Now.
The Apocalypse Now, so good.
Was the 2010? Did I hear the 2010?
The pod bay doors are opening.
The pod bay doors are opening. Welcome to the 2000.
We don't.
Hey, welcome to the Hawk.
There are no pod bay doors here.
There are no
there's actually one door in the back behind here, and one door in the front over
there. And the one door that goes into the bathroom that is sealed off.
And the one door. So technically three doors.
Technically three doors.
In the Rock and Roll RV. And
I got to say.
Oh, baby.
And it's not about how it smells in here. It's not.
Call turds.
Oh my God, that's a wonderful compilation too that Time Life put out once. Now that's what I call turds. Just all of the worst songs that you wouldn't want to listen to.
Have you ever looked for a collection of the greatest turds in rock and roll?
Do you remember of Breaking Benjamin and you want to hear their song on a CD?
With songs like Hoobastank. Well, I do have to say, again, first off, I would buy that.
It's
I would
fantastic.
Send the money in. I would get 19 CDs of that.
19 CDs long.
I do not have a CD player anymore.
No.
I don't have one.
Don't even have one. But that 20th CD, that's the lost one. That's the one I'm looking for. Now that's what I call it.
And it's every track. Every track. It starts off with, here's a turd. And it's like, the reason is you. Oh,
here's
my
one
God.
More turd. Yeah. You'll push it. Yeah, you'll push it.
Here's a smelly turd. Let the bodies hit the floor. Actually, I do like that one. That one is not a turd.
Though.
That's a good one.
They try to push Dracula as a turd, and then you're like, well, I kind of like the head bobbing
move.
You get
out of here with that.
You just get out of here.
Man down in the ditch, burning man on the ditch.
I love that he'll never stop singing about those goddamn Universal monsters, even if he doesn't want to be singing about them. The look on Zombie's face is just like, are you kidding me? I got to sing another another goddamn song about the creature from the Black Lagoon, and we're like, yeah!
Here's the latest from Rob Zombie. It's called The Invisible Man on 108.9 The Hawk, and he's like, here he comes, you can't see him, because he's invisible. Man, he's invisible.
His tribute to Lon Chaney Jr. was just an amazing triple LP.
It touched the heart.
Really touched the heart.
Touched the heart.
But were you going to say, by the way,
three LPs?
Just three LPs. What were you going to say to Scotty?
What I was going to say to Scotty was this. Murder capital of the world? When did this news break? Is this real? Is this true?
Did you not get the breaking news alert?
I did not get the breaking news.
That's what that breaking news alert was. It was so loud when it went off for all of us when we turned.
So it
was just
real.
Fantastic.
That's real. Let's hit it.
All the news you can use, or the news you can lose. It's news time on 108.9 The Hawk.
Well, just being handed to me here in the Rock and Roll RV newsroom, really shocked to find out that we are now in Valverde. Here we are. This is the crumpling of the paper. Murder capital of the world.
Not even just
America.
No, the world. The world. I mean, think about that. And all it took was one grandma.
Just
and it was Stan's grandma, by the way. So it's a real, you know, plus minus situation.
Fuck you, Stan. Of course.
Fuck you, Stan. But rest in power. We feel bad about Nana Stan.
Nana Stan. Oh, my God.
Nana Stan was a wonderful woman.
It seems to me you lived your life like Nana Stan. Oh, I'm really sad.
That's a beautiful song.
Nana Stan. Wonderful.
One of
woman.
The best.
Wonderful
beautiful,
woman.
Wonderful.
Dated
beautiful,
her
wonderful.
In 1983. Never proposed. Never proposed.
Never proposed.
I figured that fact would kill her, but it didn't.
No. She dealt with it. Nana Stan had Stan for
years.
A son, so I think she was fine. You get it?
Yeah, she had to stay alive just to take care of that dipshit. Stan, if you're listening, you're a real piece of shit, but also we're here and we feel your loss.
We feel your loss.
Play the pipes of peace for Stan, please.
Especially, and put a clarinet in there just for good measure.
Yep,
but
please.
The thing is, and an oboe, and maybe, actually, just play Peter and the Fox.
Peter and the Fox for you,
just
Stan.
Just play Peter and the Fox.
Here's the thing.
I had one problem with the intro, and it wasn't the murder capital because I got the announcement.
Okay.
Scotty, what is Ray Manzarek still doing in there?
Scotty!
We gave you the Manzarek note. We said, get that
fucker out of
here.
I've got it right here. I said, it says, remove Ray Manzarek from anything. And that also means to remove
anything.
All Doors tracks from the Solid Gold Classic Rock 108.9 The Honk Library stand. And you fucked us. And I never want to hear it again. I would like to have that removed.
Yeah, you get rid of his keyboards. You get rid of his Leslie. You get rid of that little track that comes in sometimes over L.A. Woman where you can just hear him slobbing Jim's knob about what a great poet he is. It's very subtle.
God.
It's underneath there, but you can hear it, and it's really frustrating. And you ain't listening, Scotty.
The original title for the L.A. Woman record was Slobbin' Jim's Knob.
Slobbin' Jim's Knob. I mean, that was also the original title of Ray Manzarek's autobiography, Slobbin' Jim's Knob.
And I told him, when Ray called, he's like, have you read the book yet, Wisp? And I said, it's right here on the desk, Ray. He's like,
and you were looking
really
at the Bible, of course.
I was
looking at the Bible because talking about the good book.
Talking about the good book. And I'm like, Ray, I can't read. And he's like, what? What happened? I'm like, just never learned. And he's like, but you've written so many books, Wisp. And I said, I have. I speak those out. And then some other very lowly paid asshole types it all up. Ray, I can't read.
Wow.
And you know what? If back then, if he would have seen me over like the FaceTime or something, I was reading the good book right then. And, the good book, I mean,
the Book of Mormon picture book, of course.
That isn't the good book.
That's the decent book. They put that in every hotel room, every motel.
Every hotel
six.
Room, like, well, looks like they got the decent book here.
The job done.
I was reading "I Am Ozzy" by Ozzy Osbourne.
Now that's a book.
The good book,
and that's
Bible
how you
learn
to read. Eventually,
that is how I learned to read.
Wow, good rock fact right there.
Oh, should eventually. We? Let's go ahead.
You know what?
Let's
throw a good rock
fact
on there.
That.
It's time for Good Rock Facts with Jeff the Angry Man Garlock.
This is Jeff the Angry Man Garlock with a good rock fact. Hey, little known good rock fact. Wish Turlington, god of classic rock, never knew how to read. All of these years, he's been faking it whenever he gets copy. Until finally, a copy of the good book, I Am Ozzy, got right in front of him, and boom. Now he's on his way to learning to read. He's almost there. Piecing together larger words.
Now, I will say sometimes when Scotty hands me something, I will look at it and just blank. I'll just make up whatever it is. Like,
I just thought you were having memories of like an old wife or a story you were going to tell me every time. But
please, there are plenty of those, my friend. So many.
I got plenty of stories about your wife too. Kegstand.
Usually I would slit your throat for that, but I'm gonna let it slide because it was pretty damn funny.
Is that too bad from Kegstand?
Kegstand, you know what? We should bring you a little more into the show. And Art, to get ready for this, what is your favorite book, Kegstand? Go.
My favorite book's The Dirt by Motley Crue.
Wow.
But I only like
one.
The Mick Mars parts where he talks about making bullets and seeing aliens. Kegstand.
It's
not bad.
The Mick Mars parts
are so short and to the point.
Yeah, they are.
They're just here's what I am. I'm a weird little troll. I'm making bullets. No one else is laying me. And I'm just going to see an alien.
His chapter's literally, what you eating? Chocolate. Turn the page back into Tommy Lee.
Yeah. And then Tommy Lee, truly, I gotta say, you know, for all the writers out there, Tommy Lee might be one of... I gotta say, give me that sounder.
Okay, here we go.
Look, I gotta say, we talk about writers and writers finding their voice. If there's one author who has found their voice better than anyone, it is Tommy Lee in The Dirt. When you read those chapters, it sounds like Tommy Lee is just talking to you, even when he is admitting... to a terrible crime. And doesn't seem to understand until after the fact as he's telling you the sentence. There was no editing to those Tommy Lee chapters, just a crime.
No, there were not.
Usually they're followed up with, whoa, I guess that was fucked up.
Yeah, which he should have said, whoa, I guess that was a crime. And if it was a crime, Scotty, did it take place here in Valverde? Because this is the crime capital of the world now.
That is true.
Scotty, is everything...
Oh, wait, did we get an alert that we're the crime capital of the world now, too? Not just the murder capital.
What the fuck? Really?
Oh, my God.
Scotty,
did we get an alert? Are we the crime capital and the murder capital?
All the news you can use. Or the news you could lose. It's news time on 108.9.
Now, Scotty, I just want to clarify. I'm not making this up, right? I'm actually reading this. That it says that Valverde is now also the crime capital of the world. So not only
can
are
I
we
see
the,
that for a sec, Wiz?
Here,
can I see that? Hold
back
on
over there to you.
Just see this
the table
yep,
here.
No, I worry about it because you know you're just learning to read. The phonics can be tough. You're piecing together those A's and those E's sometimes don't work.
Latino.
But I'm looking right here. It says we are the crime capital of the world as well as the murder capital of the world, and is coming straight from ONN and Newsmax. So
well then you got it. You got it.
They've replaced AP News as far as I'm concerned.
Pass that back over. Okay, yep.
Here, hold on. Pass that back.
Oh, wait. I'll pass it back to you. Here we go.
You give it to me and then I'll pass
it back to me. Oh, no. We're both holding it. How did that happen? Okay. It's just like
a soda. It's a real Lady and the Tramp situation with this news.
Real Lady and the Tramp here. Hey, speaking of Soda Dad, you know, life's fucking sucks sometimes and you're feeling bad. Why don't you just open a Soda Dad? Now, sponsors of 108.9 The Hawk, thank you for coming back here. Soda Dad, I cranked one open right
now. This is a new flavor from them, right?
This is a new flavor. It just says metal.
Chateaubriand and licorice.
Wait, did you get shot? I got metal. You got Chateaubriand and
licorice. Is it the music metal or is it just any metal on the periodic table?
It's like I am slurping down. It's like I just put my lips around an iron rod.
Oh, interesting. Actually, hold on. Let me take a sip. No, got to say, Chateaubriand and licorice. Kind of like I'm sucking on an iron rod.
Did you say iron lung or lung?
The iron lung. Oh, yes. It tastes like an iron lung. Like everything that comes out when your body's in an iron lung.
Oh, good. Good. I love that. I'm glad they finally did a soda that did it that way. And speaking of wonderful, amazing, just fantastic sponsors we've got here on 108.9 The Hawk, The Wisp Turlington Show. I cannot say any of this shit without thanking the good people down at the Val Verde Candle Factory. Now, the owner, Cleaver Candles, had me by yesterday. I walked through. I did a tour. I put on the little blue booties on my shoes so I don't fuck up their ground or bring any contaminants in that could alter the smells of their perfect, perfect candles at the Val Verde Candle Factory. What a factory. If you ever get a chance to go down there, Jeff, if you ever get invited...
Okay.
Maybe.
I would love to be invited.
If they ever give you an invite.
All right.
Like, they literally called me every day. They were like, Wisp, we gotta have you down here. I'm like, oh, what about my good best friend in the world, Jeff, the Angry Man Garlock?
They're like, I appreciate that.
We'll see. And I'm like, okay, I won't follow up. So we went down there, and it was fantastic. And I brought back some brand new candles here for us to smell right here. And see what you think. So the first one is Badlands, the Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, interesting.
And that's very good.
It smells.
Kind of you know what? I don't think it smells like Bruce. Scotty, no. I think it smells a little more Nils Lofgren to me.
It does. I mean, to me, it actually smells like the movie Badlands from 1973. Oh. So,
well, maybe there's.
Are you sure you were wearing
there.
Those blue booties when you went in there?
I may have had a copy of the movie Badlands on DVD on the bottom of my slippers.
Oh, that happens sometimes. That's why they make you put the blue booties on.
You got to put the blue booties on because there might be a DVD of Badlands on the bottom of your slippers.
That's just candle making right there.
Anytime. Subway bread. Now, this is not Subway. The sandwich bread. This is bread that was made down in a New York City subway.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the best.
You know, legally, you can't call that bread.
No.
Just like Subway bread. You cannot call Subway bread just like Subway bread. That's a classic.
You shouldn't be able to call this a candle either because I want to hork. When I smell that, I want to just hork everywhere. So that's not good.
It kind of looks like a loaf of Subway bread shoved into
a candle.
Into a candle. Like, I don't think that's actually wax or anything.
Like, I don't know
is a candle. I will say, the next one is a candle.
Which one is it?
Sweatpants Boner. Now, that one definitely is a candle.
Oh,
I touched it. I felt it.
I licked it.
And you know what? Definitely smells like a sweatpants boner right there.
Yep. It is like I am back in high school. And the guy the loner in the back. You know, we're in sex education class, and the loner stands up, and he points down to his pants, and he's like, look what I got down there. And everyone's like, my God. And then the coach is like, sit down. Why won't you sit down? Sit down.
He already yelled at him because he asked, what's a dildo? And everyone went into uproarious laughter.
We laughed so hard that day.
And then you realize his hand was down to sweatpants, and you're like, we told you, you got to start wearing at least Dockers. You can't just wear sweatpants.
Can we do Dockers?
Can we do the docks? Because this is junior high, people. But no, he's wearing the sweatpants, and that coach was upset. You can smell all of that in that candle. It's fantastic.
You can smell it all. You can also smell their big scent right now is Prison Sweet Prison. These candles were made with the help of the prisoners at the Val Verde Correctional Facility. So whatever you do, if you buy this candle, a little bit of money is being kicked back to the warden, not to the prisoners.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. They did this out of the goodness of their heart, not because it's a government-influenced mandatory labor bordering on slavery for the prisoners. They just did. They wanted to do this, right?
Just say goodness of heart.
Let's go with good. You know what?
We're gonna go with
That's
goodness
the best
of
way
heart.
To go. Let's go goodness of heart. Speaking of, have you smelled the goodness
have
of heart?
Have I tried? I haven't. Oh, do you have it there? I'll try it
I
right
do.
Here.
Take a smell.
Oh, goodness of heart. That is rich. That's meaty. That is very meaty. It's like I'm holding a deer's heart.
And that is really, that's what the goodness of heart is right there. Is
it
if
is.
You get a deer's heart.
So maybe you got a hunter in your family.
Oh my God.
And you're like, you got a hunter that comes in from work and he's like, I'm real tired of working my goddamn job. I just want to hunt every day. And you're like,
and then maybe you've got like a 12-year-old nephew who's staying there because he had some troubles at his house. And he's like, no, hunting's an evil sport. Is
you
it even sport or murder?
Ah.
And you hit him. He just hits him with the butt of that shotgun.
And that is the smell of this candle.
Because all of a sudden, that little kid, that 12-year-old, pukes up a deer heart. And you're like, wait a second.
There it is. Found
Were
it.
You eating that goddamn like getting the, deer heart?
It's like getting the baby Jesus in the king cake. There it is. Just appeared. Oh and something man. Else that just appears every now and then. Let's say you've had a really rich meal, and it's autumn. Of course, you're going to get those autumn cramps. You know what I'm talking about. Scotty, you know what I'm talking about back there, holding your tummy like you you got to use the bathroom.
I get autumn cramps all year long.
I bet you do from drinking all that. Man. Mad Dog 2020, banana red over there. God. That's what he's drinking this morning. And then finally, the last candle we have to mention from the fantastic folks down at the Valverde Candle Factory, hiding from your wife in a big old pile of leaves. Been there. Done it.
Yes. You can smell the failed marriage in that one. You know, it's just no one's agreeing on the rules.
Nobody's agreeing on the rules.
No one's agreeing on the rules. Please.
Oh, God. Thank you so much to everyone down at the Valverde Candle Factory. I can't wait to walk through there again. Of course, Valverde Candle Factory, their tag is, hey, we're just like Yankee Candle, and God damn it, we'll get our smells right. And we're going to get our smells right as if we're going down the Mississippi River right now and just smelling the Delta. It's Mountain on 108.9. The Howl.
Hi, I'm Edward Cum. That's Q-U-M. Second generation owner of Cum Gutter Cleaners. Now, it's come to my attention that some people are confused about the necessary and important service we provide here at Cum Gutter Cleaners. And we want to make it clear, we just clean house gutters. It's simple. We have nothing to do with the V-shaped cut in some men's abs. And everything to do with keeping your gutters free from leaves, twigs, and other debris. For 50 years, Cum Gutter Cleaners has provided a trusted service to thousands of happy customers. But somehow, during the last decade-ish, our mission has been tainted. We aren't sure why. Maybe Channing Tatum and Magic Mike. Idris Elba, in general. Look, as a gutter cleaner, I've seen it all. Pine needles, sediment, you name it. But recently, I've also seen a lot of emails with photo attachments that make me feel less of a man. And I'm just asking, could you please just stop sending those? My wife is our receptionist, and it's raising her expectations to a place that I can't fulfill, and frankly, shouldn't be expected to. I mean, I clean the muck out of rain gutters all day. When do I have time to go to the gym? And it's not that I'm a prude, okay? One time I got a call to clean some cum gutters, and I thought maybe I should be open to this. I brought my tools, my chamois, and a positive attitude. But at the end of the day, I was bad at it. This man's cum gutters was so deep, I only removed 25% of the cum. That's just not how I like to do business. Cum Gutter Cleaners. Come for the low prices and stay for the cleanest gutters in Valverde.
Everything you've heard is true. Well, I mean, if everything you've heard involves 108.9 The Hawk bringing back the hawk trees this holiday season. Yeah. We did it. The hawk trees are back, and they're up all around Valverde Valley Mall. And if you want to go down there and help a child in need this holiday season, just walk up to any one of our hawk trees, pick a name off the tree, and that's going to tell you what the kid's name is and what they want for this holiday season. And yeah, getting the names off of the tree could be difficult because, yes, again, like every year, and I don't know why we haven't changed it, there is a very violent, hungry hawk at the top of every single hawk tree in the Valverde Valley Mall. But these kids need your help, so you're just going to have to take a chance that could end things for you. But maybe not the hawk trees. All around the Valverde Valley Mall, thanks to your friends right here on 108.9 The Hawk. Oh, it's like I'm listening to a Drugmore commercial. My God, they use Down on the Corner for every commercial. It's like, you, flu shot, go get it down at the Drugmore. And that's CCR on 108.9 The Hawk. I got my flu shot. Did you get your flu shot, Jeff?
You know, I went in there, and I'm pretty sure.
Wait, first off, which Drugmore did you go to?
Oh, I went down to the drug mart on Lane Staley Way.
Okay. Not Lane Staley
Lane. I should have gone to Lane Staley Lane.
You fucked up.
That's where it that
way
because
one's a bad
I did
one.
That the one on Way, all they've got, they have three packages of Peeps.
Ooh.
Left over from Christmas of last year.
Oh, Jesus. And they're just
sanitary
putting those in the
pads,
needles.
But they have got a lot of sanitary pads.
Yeah, they do. If you
and
need sanitary pads.
They have
pads.
One crate of Surge, and that is it.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah, they brought
that anymore.
Surge soda.
At this one
and apparently
store.
They brought it back from the back. And that's all they're selling.
Okay.
And yet there are 50 employees working it all the time.
All the time.
When I asked them, where is the flu shot? They just looked at me with just dull eyes.
They're like, where is the flu shot?
Like they're being controlled. But I've been there many times. Now I went to the Drug Mart on Hog Street, the one over by Rock Dolls, and I went in there. And I open the door like I always do, and I go, Wisps here! And they're like, oh, we already got it ready for you, sir. And I say, whenever I get a shot, Jeff, I say, put it in a horse needle.
Oh, you gotta.
I want the biggest needle just going in me. I want to feel like I've been run through I'm in a joust match. And
you
I
ought
just
to be
lost.
Screaming out, did that fucker go straight through me?
Were you there? Did you hear behind the curtain when I got it? I said, every time I say, did that fucker go right through me?
They have it directly piping into Lane Staley Way, Drug Mart. Just you.
Oh, it's just me. Well, that's wonderful to hear. That's really
it is
nice.
Pretty nice.
That makes you feel good.
It does make you feel good. Almost as good as that Russell Stover marshmallow egg that they give you right after that horse needle egg. God.
I
where you're like, this chocolate's terrible, and this marshmallow is terrible.
Really bad. Both are bad. And that's what
both
I was saying.
Both bad makes it, and you know what that equals?
What's that?
Very bad.
Oh my God, that's math. Another thing I'm not very good at. Still learning
We're
math
learning.
The same way I'm learning reading. But when you put it in those terms, when you put it in candy terms, Jeff, that's when I begin to learn. And speaking
begin
of learning, oh my God, we are having a great, what's that? Really? This one. This paper's gaudy. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Well, apparently, Boss Ron has said that our new Canadian owners have asked us to do more promos about the other stations on the Valverde Valley Radio Partners. There's a sweeper. Okay, so anytime...
In the words of famous Canadian Michael Myers, excuse me, baking powder?
Yeah, I don't...
We're owned by the Canadians? Did I miss that alert? I got the alert about us being the crime capital of the world.
Right, no.
I got the alert about us being the murder capital of the world. Did not get the alert that we were bought out by Canadians.
We found out when we had Willie Crystal in here.
Oh.
And then I called Boss Ron, and he said it's true. But he said he still needs my cash infusion to make things work. And I just want this station to work, so I'm fine putting it in. One day I'm going to pull it out.
When Willie was on it, I don't know if you noticed, there was a point in that episode where I kind of zoned out.
You really zoned out and kind of went with everything that Willie was saying.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, I wasn't really listening. I was just saying yes because I was starting to play Doom on my computer. I have an Alienware... real jacked up computer I put underneath this desk, and I don't know if you noticed those giant gamer headphones I put on.
I did. You're wearing these gamer headphones now. It's very...
Oh, my God. Everything lights up, and I thought the lights were going to blind you. Yeah. Purple lights, blue lights, everything. So you look like a real moron while you're playing games, but I thought you wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah, it was hot pink behind you the whole time.
Oh,
and I was just...
And I bought it all from IKEA.
Oh, my God. I was staring at that the whole time. And I was like, whatever. Yeah, you're right, Willie Crystal. I don't agree with anything Willie Crystal says.
And I was just going along with it.
I was just going along with it because I was mesmerized by all the neon colors just kind of shooting out of your body. Like you were Dr. Sam Beckett in fucking Quantum Leap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's like you leapt in front of me. And I'm like, is he going to leap? And I'm going to be here with Willie Crystal, and Willie's going to be all, well, you know, there's an empty seat here, and I can just do the thing here.
Oh, that's a good Willie.
Thank you very much. He would kill me. Kill me if he heard it.
I will say, by the way,
Will you say?
Can you throw up my... I will
do you
say.
Need that? Okay, play
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, I will say, I was playing Doom on my Alienware computer setup, but there was one moment where I did quantum leap out of my body, Samuel Beckett style, and I was actually in Babe Ruth's body.
Oh, my God.
And my job was I had to have sex with Marilyn Monroe. And I just went, oh, boy.
Oh,
and
that's
so. Maybe I was agreeing to this Canadians Bought Our Network right when I was banging Marilyn Monroe. I mean, that was just the episode of Quantum Leap that I was in.
That's a real old boy. Because
that's a real old boy.
Was while you were having intercourse with Marilyn Monroe, I almost said Manson.
Did I have intercourse with Marilyn Manson?
I don't know which one happened. But
my God.
Also, you were Babe
Ruth. There was a Marilyn Manson rock doll in the corner.
Just
hanging out. Just tell me stories.
Oh, God.
Not very interesting stories. Just
stories
in general.
That just put you to sleep. It's when Marilyn Manson's rock doll opens its mouth and he's like, did you hear the one about him? I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Rock doll's down on Hunt
Street.
If
you're not talking about sucking your own dick after you took a rib out and you stopped having your job on the Wonder Years, and I ain't listen.
We get it. Your rock doll doesn't have all its ribs. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. So, Scotty, this is true. We are now owned by
Canadian buyers. Right.
Yes, by the Canadian Broadcasting Consortium.
I've got some stories about Marilyn Manson. Kegson. All right, Kegson, you're way behind. What are you doing?
Jeez. Are you on Zoom?
No, I think he's on Zoom, and he just drank
Mad Dog 2020. That one so we can resync this when it's a podcast.
Jeez.
Jesus
Get it
Christ,
together,
Kegson. Get with it, you fuck. No, so I love Canada. Oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
I love Montreal.
I love you, cheese on fries makes me like to eat.
Banff. I really love Banff. And that's where our buyers are. They are in Banff. If you love classic rock, you are going to Banff, my friend.
So
apparently the radio stations in Canada, they are all much closer and more like a tight-knit family. So I guess they're all in the same building rather than being in a, shit stink RV. You know what I mean?
You don't have to shit on my stink, all right? I know where we are.
Okay, so whenever this plays.
Speaking of quickly an update, while you called my RV a shit stink RV, I did get a text message from the contractor.
Oh.
It was just a photo of the new toilet that they have put in.
How's it look?
Into our studio.
Does it look good?
But it's just floating in the middle of a bunch of rubbish.
God damn.
And there's a dump in it.
He put it in that area and then he just dumped one out and sent you a picture.
Did not hook up the pipes.
Are you sure this is coming from our building zone? Or do you think this contractor has it out for you?
Or it could have just been a clip from Jackass 2. I'm not positive.
It's hard to say, but we do have the contractor. Line 3, contractor, you're on the air.
I took a dump.
Wow, there's two of them.
It's the dump brothers. Yeah, that's who we are.
I took a dump.
I took a dump too. That's why it looks so big.
It was a double dump. That's a contractor brothers promise.
Okay, hanging up.
Jesus.
Probably going to edit that out. Let's see here. Okay, so whenever you hear this, you have to give a promo for another station. Okay, fine.
Oh,
it's promo time.
Okay, so let's start it off. Hey, if you want the best in... Do we have music for this? Scotty, is there...
Scotty, you're not even prepped for this, Scotty. No. Come on.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you like the best in all oldies, but the oldies songs that are just really creepy, like Lightning Strikes, or, the ones where they're like, hey, I'm your big daddy, kid. Well, then listen to Big Daddy Oldies, only on Valverde Valley Radio Partners, hosted all day long by Big Daddy, who's still alive, and he is just playing that song, and I hate him. I hate that guy. I hate that guy. He is such a fucking pervert. He started way before me, and he is just the creeper. He plays Lightning Strikes, and then he plays his song, Hey Little Lady.
Oh, no.
Back to back, over and over. So there's nothing else.
If you thought the 70s were creepy, then when they get in those solid gold oldies about...
60s.
Oh, my God.
And Big Daddy is literally like, he's like, let's hear it again. And he's like,
and he's Big
slurping
Daddy.
All over his mic. And it's like, hey, little lady, school is out. Just get in my car. I'll show you what it's all about. Never gonna see your family again. No, no, no. Never gonna see your family again. No, no, no. Hey, little lady, we're in the woods, and it's awful. It is terrible. And
every other verse, he reminds you, he's 27, she's 13. I'm 27, and you're like, why would you do
you're
that?
You're 13. And then,
and the weird part is he keeps saying it was different times then. And you're like, but you wrote it then. What are you talking about?
Creepy. And he's like, it's okay, I can still sing it because I wrote it then. And then he's like, it's different times then. And of course, there's like one of those like Beach Boys breakdowns where it's like, boom, bow, do, 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 do. And it's like, little lady's coming through and she's real upset. We're going out and I'm showing her this brand new cassette because cassettes were new at that point in time.
Because that's the part that dates the song, weirdly. It lets you know, wait a second, you should know by now. You should know by now.
This is terrible. I hate that we have to talk about the other stations.
This is promo time.
Jesus. Okay, well, it's your turn, Jeff. Who's your favorites?
If you live on the border of Canada and America, then you have got to check out 92.4 Floor, The Florch. And that is the station that only plays your favorite Canadian progressive rock band. And here's the trick.
What's the trick?
It's not Rush.
What?
It's the band Saga.
Oh.
And it is only the band Saga. They have never played a Rush song. Ever. And every time you go in, you think you're going to, you listen, you think it's going to be a Rush song. Nope. It's Saga. And 9 times out of 10, it's the song On the Loose by Saga.
Really? So when you call this station up, like,
yes.
Okay, we're going to play time here, Jeff. I'm going to be the caller.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be the jock for the Florch. Okay?
Of course.
So, ring, 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 ring.
Hey, you've called the Florch. What are you calling for?
Oh, eh? I'd really like to hear some Rush, eh?
Well, we can't do that, but you can hear our favorite band, Saga, with
no.
On the Loose. And then you hear the person die God. Every time.
The caller or the DJ?
The caller dies when they call in because their heart is broken. Because they would rather hear Rush.
It's so easy to break a Canadian's heart.
It really is.
And I don't like it. Because
no, I'm
Canadians,
not too happy about it.
Our new overlords, thank you very much, the Canadian Broadcasting Consortium. And I guess whenever we hear that, Scotty, we have to do... Okay, wonderful.
Rules are rules. Oh,
rules are rules. Also, jugs are jugs. So if you're going down to Jugs Mug Emporium, my God, they've got everything you need. Holy shit. Great mugs down there today.
Oh, the best.
World's number one a-hole.
Keg
stand, I'm giving that one to you today. You deserve it.
I'll take it, and I'm drunk. Keg stand.
Okay.
You didn't need that second part there.
It really pushes the limits of like what I will allow.
It's at first
gonna,
you're like into it, and then right away you're not.
They're going to find
his
body in a ditch. They're going to find his body in a ditch.
Those are the next two mugs.
What? What?
You're going to find your body in a ditch is right there.
Oh,
and I'll
God.
Take it. I'm drunk. That is the best. Those both are on sale right now. A 2-for-1. That's called the keg stand special. I'll take it in the ditch. Keg stands. All right.
It just rises in me and I get so fucking angry. Okay. Let's see. I wish it was still 1994.
I mean,
why?
That one leaves you questioning a lot.
Why?
Because that's not the year I'd pick,
I gotta say.
No,
I would never pick 94.
Why 94?
What, you want to relive coming home and then turning on the news, MTV News, and Kurt Loder's there, and he's like, he's gone! And they're
he's
like,
gone.
Who's gone? And he's like, Kurt Cobain's gone! And I'm like, calm down, Kurt Loder.
Calm down. Jesus Christ. You want to go to Lollapalooza 94? Is that the one you want to go to?
You know, your dad, Burlington Turlington, calls in and he's like,
uh-huh.
I think that friend of yours died in Italy. And I'm like, what? Kurt Cobain died in Italy?
Oh, my God.
And then I read the news and it didn't happen. But then I see Kurt Loder when I come home and Loder's just like, ah! And then
he's
I know it's real.
Then you know it's real.
And I know it's real. And I also know
that's
this
also
is
another
real.
Mug. And then I know it's real.
And
it's just a picture of Kurt Loder's face.
Kurt Loder.
Yeah. That one's a heartbreaker.
Hate it. Well, if I'm a hog, you're a hog. And I'm giving this one to you, Jeff, because it makes me smile. I do like that one.
I got to say, I'm a little angry, but I also kind of like it. I'll take that one. I like that.
Yeah. Whitey tighties equals no fighties. Now, I'm hoping that is math.
I'm hoping that one's a math equation. I'm just going to say, I love this place, but don't trust anyone who buys the whitey tighties equals no fighties. All right?
Yeah.
That's someone you don't want hanging out with you.
No.
I'll tell you who you do want hanging out with you.
Who's that?
Someone with a mug that says regular old cocaine inspector. The thing about that mug, shaped like a nose.
Of course it is. And there's holes at the bottom of it, which makes it very hard to drink out of. But it's a novelty mug, people. They got real mugs, they've got novelty mugs, and they've got it all at Jug's Mug Emporium. Val Verde East. They've got 4 G's in their name because you know they're goddamn serious.
Mugs. Jug Emporium. Jugs. Mug Emporium in Val Verde East.
It's promo time.
Goddammit, my song.
Goddammit.
Okay, let's see here. What station do I want to talk about here?
God, there's so many that aren't us.
Here we go. Do you love country music? But like,
no.
The songs from, I wasn't asking you.
Oh, it's a rhetorical question.
It's a rhetorical question.
I'll try my best to not.
Jesus Christ. I got to start over, Scotty. Do you love country music?
No, Kegstand. Kegstand. God damn it.
I will slit it. I will slit your throat.
My goodness.
I'm going to slit his throat, Jeff.
I mean, I'm going to buy him that. I'm going to slit his throat mug at Jugs.
Oh, that's a good one. Also another novelty one with a slit throat.
It is a novelty one.
Your coffee just spills out.
It's just all over, right over. It's like a Colombian necktie. Just like.
Allow me to do this again.
All right. No speaking from the peanut gallery. Thank you very much.
Do you like country music? But only the songs from like 1981 and 1982 where country was kind of shifting a little more pop. But also the ones that talk about God. Well, that's why you're going to love 103.3, God's Law Country. It's all the God's Law Country songs you love from all the God's Law Country artists like Dusty Samples and his song, God Ain't Gonna Come Unless There's a Barbecue. Dusty Samples also playing the Val Verde County Fair this Saturday, and it's brought to you by God's Law, a Val Verde Valley Radio Partners station. Dusty Samples, never a fan.
Never a fan.
Never a fan.
Never a fan.
It's promo time.
Oh my God.
All right, I guess this one's mine. Jesus.
Toss the paper back over to you. Here we go.
88.-20. Jesus, what low is this one? 88.-20. WVVU. Okay, Val Verde University, the best in college radio.
Wait, when did we absorb them, Scotty?
They bought them in.
Jesus.
It says here, if you want to listen to 20 songs in a row where the DJ doesn't tell you what any of them are and then forgets to turn it off right when he's screaming at the person in the studio to call him by his nickname, Raggedy Andy, then you're going to want to check out WVVU. We've got you covered. Only broadcasts out to the building next to the building where it broadcasts out of. Well, that's not any. Why are we writing
Scotty,
a promo for this?
Do we have the capability to just go into this radio station's feed right now and just see what it sounds like? Okay, bring it up.
No, what do you mean? I'm not. No, I didn't get the call letters wrong.
Just play the song, dude.
No, I'm gonna play the song. Where are... Stop, you... Here's a problem. You gotta... When you let me in, you gotta call me by my nickname. I got like, fans who do this. They like this.
Just play the fucking song, man. The mic's open. They're hearing everything. Gee, you gotta do the station ID first, or we're gonna get fined by the FCC.
WUVV. Damn it. God damn it. All right. God damn it.
Just do it. I'm gonna lose my scholarship if you just don't do it. Do it.
Raggedy Andy's here to play you No, my nickname. My personality is going to be.
I'm
going to
get. Name.
If I get this personality, I'm going to end up on 108.9 The Hawk. I get to get a job on 108.9 The Hawk. How awesome would that be to get to hang out with Wisp, Jeff the Angerman Garlock?
That station fucking sucks, dude.
Wow, that's...
That's the future of terrestrial radio right there.
There's a... You'll hear those guys on 108.9 The Hawk. Never. I hope you're laughing at that, chumps.
Makes me respect Robbie Agatocles' on-air really personality does. A little bit better. Cake Stand, I even respect you a little bit.
I'll take it, Cake Stand.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll take it, you piece
of
shit.
Yeah, you'll
take it. You know what else I'll take?
What's that?
Maybe one day I just fall in love with somebody who works at the FAA. And they're looking at planes and they're like, that plane's too close to the other plane. And then I'm like, I love you.
Wow.
That's what this song's about. It's Radar Love. It's Golden Earring on 108.9 The Hawk.
My family knows that if they need prescriptions filled, they can rely on a local drug mart to get those filled with no accidents or no slips of any other pills in our prescriptions. I'm pretty positive that's the drug mart promise. Hey, y'all, it's Big Truck, and that man was correct. That is the drug mart promise. When you get your pill bottle back from any other pharmacy, chances are good there's gonna be some pills in there you do not recognize. I mean, you're thinking this is gonna take care of your gout, but it's giving you something else. Hell, I was taking my diabetes medication. I took a pill. I was like, what? Is that my pill? I don't know if that's the pill I should be taking, but I took it, gave me scabies. Wouldn't have happened if I went to Drugmore.
Drugmore. Every pill, all the same.
The Wisp Turlington Show.
Me and my loser friends, you know, we got to go get Aerosmith tickets.
On 108.9, The Hawk.
When a police medical examiner has to do an autopsy on the latest victim of a heinous crime, he realizes that he's doing an autopsy on himself. Again, in the action-packed sequel that they thought couldn't be done, Richard Grieco, Richard Karn, and Morris Day in the Time. Take out your scalpels again for William Lustig's Double Death 2, Badge of Death, only on Channel 8's scintillating sequel Sunday block. Channel 8, your home for great shit.
I know who I am. I am Wisp Turlington on 108.9 The Hawk. Oh, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be here.
It's promo time.
Damn it. God damn it. All right, I got this one.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah. Right,
you do it then.
Do you love The Who and you need to talk it out? Well, then call in to Daltrey Talk. The only therapy Roger Daltrey hosted TV show. Wait, what? Now that's we own even... TV?
I mean, Scotty's nodding yes, and that's a rarity.
Oh, wait, no. This is Channel 8, but it's on that weird... Apparently, this is a promo for when you get the dial in between two networks, and you start picking up the TV channels. Apparently, Roger Daltrey has his own therapy show now. It's called Tell Me Who Are You.
Scotty? Is there any way we can patch into that feed? Hello, it's me, Roger Daltrey. When I'm not on the road with the other band members in me band, meaning Pete Townsend, I like to give out a little therapy for everybody. Oh, and I've got a nice college radio mate here with me. His name's, he says, the paper says his name is Greg, but we're going to call him Raggedy Andy as he requested. Hit me, Raggedy Andy. What's your thoughts? I'm listening.
No one seems to respect me down at my college radio station, WCVU. God damn it. I always get wrong.
And I always get it wrong, too.
Every time I say, you got to call me by my new name, I'm going to create an amazing radio personality. It's called Raggedy Andy. They're just like, you're Greg. Shut up, Greg.
Now,
go to
Raggedy,
fucking hell, Greg.
Now, Raggedy Andy, I've got a question for you. Have you ever thought about just, I don't know, ripping the sleeves off your dungaree jacket and then just, you know, going bare-chested when you walk into the station to let everyone see your ripped chest?
Wow, I've never thought of it that way. Maybe I should...
There you go. There you go.
Whoa, where did all this chest hair come from?
Well, it just happens. And that's what happens on Daltrey Time. Okay, that's really good.
Wow.
That's,
I gotta say,
good best friend of mine, Roger Daltrey, has tried to get me to rip my dungaree jacket so many times that I'm like, I need the sleeves Valverde's cold.
Wow. I mean, look, you know I love terrestrial radio, and you know I love classic rock, but I got a feeling I'm going to be tuning into 101.3 and a half in between 101.4.
You got to find it.
And pick up that Channel 8
It's
network.
On all the time. Oh, my God. We're having so much fun here on 108.9 of The Hawk. Got to say, if you want the best, and this isn't even part, I'm just promoing this, but if you want the best in hair metal, you got to be listening to our boy, Mickey Mac, who is Mosh Arnie. Still the current Mosh Arnie.
Still Mosh Arnie, yeah.
Which is really
one of the longest reigns we've had, actually.
One of the longest reigns. May you reign forever.
No one free at Charney's.
May you reign forever.
You know how you keep that reign is you just... You just got to be quiet about it, you know?
What do you mean?
You just got to be quiet about being Mosh Arnie. You know,
you
would expect Mickey Mac was going
to
make a big stink about being Mosh Arnie, but no, he keeps it on the down low.
You don't even want anyone to talk about it.
No,
you don't
never.
Want it to go out over the airwaves.
Oh, God,
you
no.
want it to be silent so you can stay Mosh Arnie forever. And as long as nobody says that Mickey Mac is Mosh Arnie, he should be okay.
All the news you can use.
What?
Or the news you can lose. It's news time on 108.9 The Hawk.
Scotty, what's going on?
Scotty, what is this? Beep, 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 beep. What is all the news that we could lose today? I know this is shocking to you. You've never heard Wisp not be able to talk. I have never seen him this... flummoxed by life. There's a baker's dozen of cats that have got his tongue right now.
Mickey Mac, the current Mosh Arnie,
is alive and well and reigning strong as Mosh Arnie, right?
Has died. Was killed by God's Law DJ Dusty Samples. While he was setting up the stage, he saw Mickey Mac come by and just say hello. And Dusty Samples just started screaming, God's Law. And
in the words of Canadian God Michael Myers, excuse me, baking powder.
And
oh, my goodness. Keep it together, Wisp. We're all feeling these feelings.
Mickey. He's died so many times. Who knows if he can even come back?
I mean, you got to have faith in Mickey. He has died so many times. I mean, I can anything really kill hair metal? And can anything really kill Mickey Mac? I mean, sure, for now it might. But if you got to have faith. Wisp. I can't believe, as Jeff the Anger Man Garlock, I'm going to be the one that's being positive here. But if some version of Quiet Riot can always be playing a Shooter's Bar and Grill in a strip mall somewhere out there, even if it's consisting mostly of the drum tech from Quiet Riot creating his own version of Quiet Riot, then doesn't that mean that hair metal is still alive and well? And doesn't that mean that maybe Micmac, and I call him Micmac because that's out of love, that maybe the Micmac is alive and well? He might not be Mosh Arnie anymore. He rose like a phoenix out of the ashes to become Mosh Arnie, but now he has passed into the hair metal nether realm as you puke all over your mic and all over my RV, by the way. Scotty, can we clean that up, please? It already stinks to high hell here, and he's puking metal soda dad everywhere. Mickey, we already miss you, but I have faith. I have faith we will see you again, just like I have faith that, again, some version of Quiet Riot will probably be playing at Shooter's Bar and Grill. Rest in power.